Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing today? It's me again, Russell Mills. Today is November 10th, 2022. I want to say hello. Hope everybody's blessed. The reason why I wanted to just make a video today for a quick minute. Hold on one second. You know, because I want to just say this when it pertains to us as black men. I'm going to play some clips of Kyrie Irving, and because it's just funny how, to me, how they try to make people like him, like he's crazy. They suspended him, and, you know, they're giving him some type of six rules of regulation for him to come back when he's back. Hopefully, he doesn't have to go through all that, but I'm going to play a little bit of this. Hold on one second.
I mean, he's on Yahweh. So, went in the search bar, typed in Yahweh. That came up. Went out and shared it on my platform. That was my night. In terms of the backlash or what people call it, we're in 2022. History is not supposed to be hidden from anybody. And I'm not a divisive person when it comes to religion. I embrace all walks of life. You see it on all my platforms. I talk to all races, all cultures, all religions, and my response would be, it's not about educating yourself on what Semitism is and what anti-Semitism is. It's really about learning the root words of where these come from and understanding that this is an African heritage that is also belonging to the people. Africa is in it, whether we want to dismiss it or not. So the claims of anti-Semitism and who are the original chosen people of God, and we go into these religious conversations and it's a big no-no. I don't live my way like that. I don't live my life that way. Excuse me, I grew up in a melting pot. And I say a melting pot of all races, white, black, red, yellow, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, and you can see the way I live my life now. I'm not here to be divisive, so they could push their agenda. I don't want to say they, because I'm not identifying any one group or race of people, but I'm in a unique position to have a level of influence on my community. And what I post does not mean that I support everything that's being said or everything that's being done or I'm campaigning for anything. All I do is post things for my people and my community and those that it's actually going to impact. Anybody else that has criticism, it obviously wasn't meant for them.
Hopefully I'm understanding what you said, and I want to make sure I get it right because I don't want to misquote anything.
I don't expect understanding from a media conglomerate group that sincerely talks about the game of basketball, and then we bring up religion as if it's correlative at times when it's convenient for people to bring it up. So please just be direct with your question so we can move on from this and I can talk about the game and go home to my son Elohim and my wife Marlene. Okay,
I might take it that this was the, what you shared was not something that you've even watched. This was you did watch it, or either watch or read.
I had a lot of time to read a whole bunch, good and bad, about the truth of our world.
So then do you, I guess, understand or not understand those that might imply that that work had anti-Semitic leanings in it? But I only ask this because the tweet is still up there, so I
We're in 2022. It's on Amazon, a public platform. Whether you want to go watch it or not is up to you. There's things being posted every day. I'm no different than the next human being, so don't treat me any different. You guys come in here and make up this powerful influence I have over top of the adultery of you cannot post that. Why not? I don't hear uproar of that. I'm not here to be divisive on what's going on this or that. I'm not comparing Jews to blacks. I'm not comparing white to black. I'm not doing that. That conversation is dismissive. And it constantly revolves around the rhetoric of who are the chosen people of God. And I'm not here to argue over a person or a culture or religion on what they believe. Nah, this is what is here. It's on a public platform. Did I do anything illegal? Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did I do anything illegal? Did I hurt anybody? Did I harm anybody? Am I going out and saying that I hate one specific group of people? So out of all the judgment that people got from me posting, I just, without talking to me, and then I respect what Joe said, but there has a lot to do with the not ego or pride of how proud I am to be an African heritage, but also to be living as a free black man here in America, knowing the historical complexities for me to get here. So I'm not going to stand down on anything that I believe in. I'm only going to get stronger because I'm not alone. I have a whole army around me.
Kyrie, while we're on the topic of promotion, why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
That was a few weeks ago. I do not stand with Alex Jones' position, narrative, court case that he had with Sandy Hook, or any of the kids that felt like they had to relive trauma, or parents that had to relive trauma, or to be dismissive to all the lives that were lost during that tragic event. My post was a post from Alex Jones that he did in the early 90s or late 90s about secret societies in America of occults, and it's true. So I wasn't identifying with anything of being a campaignist for Alex Jones or anything. I was just there to post. And it's funny, and it's actually hilarious, because out of all the things I posted that day, that was the one post that everyone chose to see. It just goes back to the way our world is and works. I'm not here to complain about it. I just exist.
And to follow up on the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it? Do you see me putting it out there?
The people are going to say that you are
promoting. Put it out there just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but I.
Okay.
It's not
put things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my
great,
stuff is
great,
not
so let's move on.
Filled
let's
with
move on.
Anti-Semitic.
Let's
stuff.
Move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing that.
Another
You're
human
free
thing.
To
I can
what,
post whatever I want, so say that what, and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand. That
I don't have post, to understand anything from you.
But it's not me.
Nothing.
By posting
people
what
that you're making
did,
up, bro. Move on.
But by posting
move
what
on.
You
next
did.
Question.
Anybody,
you guys have any more questions?
And they're going to say,
you guys have any more questions? This is going to be a clip. This is going to be a clip that he's going to marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
This is another asking your question. Oh my God, let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Kyrie, basketball.
It being important to build on that defense and getting back to your habits and getting to your good spot.
So, you see what they're trying to do. I didn't want to, because that's Steve Nash's. But you see what they try to do to someone like him. And, you know, you see how they try to manipulate and they try to say certain things to make it seem like this person's crazy. Because Amazon is the one that owns the property of this movie. You know what I'm saying? And they're the ones that... You know, but it's just funny. Like I said, the media, the way they try to, and another thing too. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, I'm gonna do something here. So,
if you vape.
So I'm just telling you in general, like, at the end of the day, you have to do what you have to do to, you know, to not fall for the game. And I think that's what he was trying to do. This person was trying to do. They was trying to play the game with Kyrie and try to say, oh, yeah, let's just throw those type of questions out there just because. So, like I say to people all the time, man, you better watch out for people because people today, they're very evil. And, you know, they don't care. So I'm going to show you guys Nets. Well, this is Woj details the Nets chosen Jacques Vaughn over Ime Udoka. So, which he got in, and to me, didn't get a fair shake because he should have been the way the coach, way the Celtics played him.
I think it became too difficult for the Nets to hire Ime Udoka. The whole Kyrie Irving situation last week, and then certainly not just the potential backlash, but the disruption that would come with Udoka based on his arrival, probably Irving's return, potentially sometime around the beginning of a potential Udoka tenure. And I think for the Nets, I think they saw some stability and some traction with Jacques Vaughn and his time as the interim coach. And I think a belief that, you know, he had started to stabilize this team. I think Kevin Durant, the veteran players, have belief in Jacques Vaughn, as does management ownership. This is a coach, you know, that nearly would have been the head coach if they didn't get Steve Nash coming out of the bubble. I think Vaughn was very close to being named the coach then before Steve Nash took the job. But I think for Brooklyn, I think the timing with Ime Udoka, I don't think it felt right to them. And this is a team that is trying, an organization that is trying to stabilize things. And I think for them right now, Jacques Vaughn made more sense.
Jacques Vaughn right now 2-2 as the interim coach. But you mentioned Ime Udoka. What is his future within the league, Woj?
I think with the initial reporting and the reporting we did on the circumstances around his suspension and essentially ouster in Boston, that he will coach again in the NBA. He may coach as soon, you know, as if not this season, somewhere else next season. I think plenty of teams just in preparation have started to do their due diligence on the Udoka situation. Certainly Brooklyn did. And I think for Brooklyn, there was nobody telling Brooklyn that they could not hire Ime Udoka. They made a decision about what made sense for them with this timing. I think under different conditions, I think very good chance, I think almost certainly Ime Udoka would have been the Nets coach. And I think other organizations in the league, based on, I think, the success he had in Boston last year, and I think they're really looking into the situation there, do not see his suspension there as disqualifying from coaching somewhere else.
Thank you for watching ESPN on YouTube.
So you see that again as far as how they treated him when the situation was, even though it wasn't right between him and, I guess he's with Nia Long, and they have a child together and stuff like that. But it's so funny how, I mean, Udoka, if I'm saying his name wrong, I'm sorry. It's funny how he gets the backlash. He gets fired from the job. He gets suspended for a whole year, has his pay cut. He has to give $2 million back to us out of his salary back to the league. And he gets screwed, and the woman that, you know, he had sex with, that he cheated on, they both cheated on their partners, and the woman is a married woman. But it's funny how they're not disclosing her name or information, because I believe she's a white woman. But it's so funny. That's why I try to tell people all the time. You know, they make us look like we're so crazy as black people. You see Kyrie or you hear this, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying some of us haven't acted out at times over the years, of course. But there's reasons why some of us have acted out. Okay, I'm not agreeing on everything, but there's certain things that we, as black people, we don't get treated the same. So, again, they've been all over this news, all over the sports media about Ime Udoka, Kyrie Irving, this one and that. You know, even with the Kaepernick situation back about 2016, when he took the knee, you know what I'm saying, when for the national anthem, when everybody was standing. And then, you know, again, you know, I'm not sitting back and say some of these people don't make certain decisions. That's not costly to their paycheck, because that cost the Kaepernick. You know, he could have did it somewhere else or whatever, or made his money, stayed in the league, but he didn't. And that also didn't help him. But see, that's one thing about with Kyrie, is he's in his last year of his contract. So next year he's a free agent. Is anybody going to pick him up? That's the question. Is he a great player? Yes. Handle is crazy. His shot is ridiculous. he could shoot the lights out of that basketball. Is Brooklyn willing to give him another shot to sign him? Or is anyone else? I'm sure people will bet, you know. Same with Russell Westbrook. He's a free agent next year, too. Is anyone going to want to sign him? Or are they going to be out the league? Who knows? But no, I just want to say this. That's why it's just kind of crazy how they make us look like we're crazy when we're not. And, you know, they talk about us like we're dogs. And it's funny, like I heard Shaq and Charles Barkley call Kyrie an idiot on live television. Again, it's easy to attack black. Try to attack any other races and you will never have a job again. Period. And everybody knows this. That's why we're the punching bags in this society. Because the fact is, we allow it. We allow our own people to attack us and kill us and fight us and distract us. Then we, you know, then others do it to us, and then we shut up and we don't do what we're told. But we know we do what we're told when it comes to them, even though we shouldn't. And that's how it is. So, to all you people out there that say you like us, if you like us, you like us. If you don't, leave us alone. That simple. Don't pretend. I hate pretenders. Like, I get it. We're in a stage full of actors in this world, and everybody has to pretend. I get it. But it's not cool. It still isn't cool. But remember one thing that people don't understand. There's a God out there. So you can pretend all you want and act like a phony person all you want to, just to try to get your money or try to, quote unquote, you know, shake hands with everybody, try to, you know, you're not here in this life, you know, to be liked all day. You're in this world to understand God and yourself. And if you can understand others, that's great too. That's just my opinion. So that's it. So I feel bad that these brothers put themselves in these situations, but at the same time, and I'll just say this one last thing. It's like Kyrie said about the Amazon. Amazon is the one that produced the movie, not him. He just put it on a post. And they're attacking him like he made the movie. And that's what I can't stand about the white media. They will try to make it seem like it's your fault when it's their fault, but because you use their platform for something, now you're the scapegoat. So I don't like that. Okay, and I wish black people would wake up, but it's not gonna happen. So I have to say I lost faith in us a long time ago, because you know when you had people like Malcolm X, that, you know what I mean, Martin Luther King, you know what I mean, Marcus Garvey, people like that, Harriet Tubman, people that were freedom fighters, people that even if they, you know, they did what they could to try to lead black people into the right direction. Some of us today, we have the money and the power to do it, but we don't want to do it. We're just selfish. And it's sad that, you know, you could take just $20 off of each black person just to try to build for roads, for schools, you know, certain things, homes. We can't even do that. And we would think, oh, who's going to hold the money? Who's going to do this? So you get a lawyer, you get an accountant, you get people, you sign contracts. See, that's what I'm saying. When you have all that in place, try to screw somebody. And then you get sued. Or you might go to prison. So, yeah. That's why you have a plan, a game plan. And that's why you have things in place. But see, we don't get that. We never will. So that's why I said, black folks, stay being lost. Let's still work for these little companies that don't give a fuck about your black ass. That's it. But feel free to check out my YouTube channel. Type in my name's Russell Mills, RUSSELLMILLS, May 22nd, 2022. 2017. My first video was called Why Black People Settle for Less. Feel free to check out my videos. Hit the likes. You know, try to propel my videos a little bit higher if people are interested in my messages. All right, everybody, take care. Bye.